Track 13, here's this week's sports news, or some of it. Despite this being the height of the cricket season, the back page of the paper is largely taken up with a report on the first, and I think the only, football game in the new Western League season. Anyway, we'll start with cricket, and Bubby Tracy had a 7-wicket win over Thorverton, who were all out for 182. This gives Bubby Tracy faint hope of promotion in A Division. South Devon were indebted to Richard Beaumont for getting them out of trouble in their derby clash with Tynmouth and Shoulden. South Devon scored 161 for 8, and Tynmouth and Shoulden declined from 122 for 5 to 140 all out. Meanwhile, Ipplepen dropped back into the B Division bottom two following a 79-run defeat away to joint leaders Plimstock. Plimstock made a total of 224 all out. Skipper Besant remains confident that the Pens can play their way out of trouble in the final five games of the season. Bubby Tracy gave themselves some wriggle room in the B Division survival scrap with a 97-run win over bottom side Abbots Kurzweil. Bubby now boasts a 20-point lead over second bottom Ipplepen with Braunton between them and the danger zone. Ashburton crushed Plimstock's second 11 by 8 wickets to stay hard on the heels of Cornwood's second 11 in the Sea West promotion race. Plimstock, who haven't won a game all season in the league, were bowled out for 102 with more than 11 overs unused. Plimstock are now 72 points adrift at the foot of the table. If they lose at South Devon this weekend, they could be mathematically relegated. Brixham, meanwhile, ran out of puff on the chase against Ipplepen's second 11, who closed out a 19-run win, defending a total of 230 for 6. Chudley made Cornwood's second 11 work every step of the way for the 3-wicket win at Cate Brook that keeps them top of the table. It looked like Cornwood had done the hard work before tea by bowling out Chudley for 142. A patient 42 from Rob Clark off 78 balls was Chudley's top score, and next best were 23 extras. So we move briefly on to that solitary football game. Buckland Athletic came from behind last Saturday to claim 3 points on the first day of the new Western League season against New Quay AFC, playing their first ever game at Step 5 level. Yellows boss Matt Cusack was absolutely delighted to see his side regain the initiative after the break, scoring 3 times at Homer's Heath to kick-start his tenure with a victory. It wasn't actually the only football match, because Teen Drifters Over 60s Walking football team proved too much for their opposition on Sunday the 27th of July, winning the tournament at the Devon FA headquarters in Newton Abbot. It was a great team effort. They played 5 games, had 4 victories, 1 draw. They scored 7 goals for and had 0 scored against them, and that saw them lift the trophy. They'd like to thank the referees, organisers and the FA for making it such an enjoyable event, and everybody inevitably ended the day sharing a drink in the bar. Meanwhile, the Kingsbridge Fair Week took place recently with the annual 10K race, starting on the quayside before heading out to undulating village lanes in the direction of Slapton. The 90-strong field included local social and club runners as well as visiting holidaymakers. Roger Easterbrook took part and claimed 3rd place after a steady start as the initial leader ground to a halt after the uphill opening mile. Roger was again the lone participant for the Trotters at the Cornwood 10K on Saturday, July the 26th. Roger came in 8th in a time of 39.50, winning the 2nd Male Vet Award. And finally, swimming. Teenager Ashby Edmonds competed to great success at the Aquatics GB Next Generation British Championships, held between July the 19th and the 25th at Ponds Forge International Sports Centre in Sheffield. This is an event always jam-packed full of action. Ashby, who's 15 years old and lives near Kingstainton, secured a gold medal for 800 freestyle in his age group, as well as winning bronze in the 400 free. His result in the latter set a new Devon record, the previous one having stood undefeated for nearly 19 years. Well done to Ashby. We look forward to hearing about him more in the future. But that concludes the sports news for this week.